You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
It's a dark time for the rebellion. Imperial forces invade America on every level, and it seems like there is no hope. And then Jon Stewart put out a movie, and we're saved! Are we, though?
Is anybody really safe from anything anymore?
I was trying to do the Star Wars scroll, but I don't know if it worked or not.
Could you sound more depressed? God. Is anything sacred anymore?
Damn. The elected speak, and everybody runs.
It is nice to see Jon Stewart only with his second ever written and directed film, weirdly. It seems like he would have done more, right? But like 2014, he made Rosewater, which was, to everyone's surprise, a straight drama based on a true story, which came out to decent critical reviews, but not much traction in terms of audience.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, it's fine. Now, 4 years later, more than 4 years later, he does Irresistible, which is indeed the political comedy film, which starring Steve Carell, one of the Daily Show regulars. I mean, I was on fire about seeing this movie. I don't know about you guys. Super excited.
Same.
Yep, same as me. I always like to watch a Steve Carell show.
For me, it's more Jon Stewart even. I mean, the Daily Show with Jon Stewart was a thing we did not miss for years. It was part of our daily diet, and I miss him very, very, very much. I like the new host, but I admit that I do not watch it as often as I used to.
I'm right there with you. Speaking as a person of color, I thought it took Trevor Noah about a year and some change to kind of hit his stride. Stewart just seemed like he hit a home run over and over again. This movie, yeah.
Are we all on the same page? This movie is not as good as we thought it was going to be, but also not a failure either.
No, I would agree with that.
We'll get into it.
I am Christ, and I'm Christ. It's like Christ, except light.
Christ light, that's the perfect candidate.
And we can see you.
It's Christ, but instead of God, I have saccharin. Anyway, we have Hunter.
Oh, hello.
And then we have Ryan.
How's it going?
And then Brad.
Hello.
This movie, Irresistible, follows Steve Carell as Gary Zimmer. He's a political strategist who has been working for the Democratic Party up to the end of the Trump election, Hillary election, and finds, of course, that Hillary lost. Finds himself abjectly depressed, trying to figure out, okay, where do we go from here? That was ridiculous. Dealing with the taunts of his opposite for the Republican Party, Faith Brewster, which is the most Republican name ever, played by Rose Byrne. Seems clear this was not their first tango. He goes, you know what we need? The Democrats need some new kind of candidate. The problem was Hillary didn't connect with voters. She felt like too much of a political insider. We need someone who feels like more of a man of the people, the way the Republicans always try and do. So after being shown a video of a guy in a small town in Wisconsin, played by Chris Cooper, Marine Colonel Jack Hastings, speaking up against his town council in a very Democratic firebrand sort of fashion, but a man of the land sort of way, he goes, this is our guy. We're going to go out there and we're going to get him to run as a Democrat for the mayorship of this town. They get out there. His daughter, played by Mackenzie Davis, is a little standoffish at first, but he agrees, okay, you're right, maybe we should try and run. Rose Byrne, her character, Faith, goes, oh, no. You don't get to, I don't know what you're doing precisely, but I don't like it. And decides to send in the Republican Party with all its power movers to try and promote the mayor. And so it turns into a contest between these two as both sides, as it's really a fight between Rose Byrne and Steve Carell more than it is between these two small townspeople, of trying to beat the other one. Not only are they longtime enemies, they also have sex together occasionally.
Like enemies do.
Not so subtle message about the interconnectedness of the major two parties at this point, I suppose, from Jon Stewart's point of view, which I think has always been a cynic more than anything else. He's always said, look, I don't know if you can believe anybody out of Washington. And I feel like this movie is his attempt not to try and point that message at people that watch a lot of CNN or people that are decidedly dyed-in-the-wool Democrats. It reminds me of those British movies where, like, some small town all does something together to save their town.
Oh, like The Grand Seduction.
Felt like it's off that formula, but in this particular case, it's a political fable. It's just very homespun, and it really, for me, wasn't till we get to the third act that I thought anything really started firing off as making it something special.
It's a lot of meandering. It's a lot of just walking in place. And I think that was the thing that I was just getting really frustrated by. Because Jon Stewart, again, going back to The Daily Show, one of the things that was always so great about that show is that the writing was always so spot on. It seemed like there was a joke a minute. This, with the cast that you have Topher Grace, who, after Black Klansman, I'm like, okay, man, I'll see pretty much anything you're in. I'm a huge Natasha Lyonne fan off of Russian Doll alone. They get really nothing to do. Deborah Messing is in this for really no reason. But Steve Carell and Rose Byrne, for the dialogue they have, it's so off-putting at points. There's this point where Faith licks Gary's face, like, in public, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on in this? And I'm just like, really? There is a great speech that Chris Cooper gives. He actually gives two great speeches, which do help kind of spackle in some of the shortcomings of this film. I thought Chris Cooper was my favorite part. I watched this as soon as I woke up, and I'm sitting there going, I know I'm awake, and I know I'm watching this. And yet, when it ended, I kind of went, did I watch a movie? It felt like at points, it just kind of faded in and out.
I think it just all felt very one note to me, like from the beginning. From the beginning, they sort of established that Gary Zimmer is this out-of-touch liberal and that Faith Brewster is like a super out-of-touch conservative. They kind of just don't change, and it just continues, and the film just continues to show how out-of-touch they are. And I get that, and I, in a lot of ways, agree with what Jon Stewart is saying, but I just didn't find it that engaging, like the way that he told the story, even though I do like the premise.
It felt like sometimes this movie was trying so hard to be approachable that when it tried to be funny, it sometimes tried to do it with sort of these absurd moments that mm-hmm. took you out of its reality that it's trying so desperately to maintain at the same time. Like the licking of the face, and there's a couple other things here and there where you're like, oh, well, that was an absurd slapstick moment that didn't really feel organic with the whole rest of the tone of the movie.
There's this one sequence where they just started, like, jump cutting, like, and it seemed like Gary Zimmer or Steve Carell was just kind of, like, improvising. It just came off as kind of awkward. I feel like there was a lot of jarring moments like that.
Okay, I need to bring up Steve Carell. Steve Carell's not winning an Oscar. I know Steve Carell really wants to win an Oscar, and I know that he feels like he got screwed out of Foxcatcher, and that's why he doesn't want to do comedy anymore. But dude, he's becoming the White Will Smith, because I'm just starting to see these mannerisms across multiple movies where I'm like, dude, you need to stop that. Where he goes like, oh my god, what is happening? I'm like, stop being Michael Scott. This is not the time to be Michael Scott. Stop doing that shit. And there's about 8 or 9 moments while he's running this campaign, this professional campaign for this guy, and he's breaking off in these Michael Scott-isms, and I'm sitting there going, you're not taking this seriously. Like, this is clearly not your first time doing this, and yet you're approaching this with just this lack of, like, intensity. It's really bothersome. When I'm sitting there thinking I'd rather be watching Welcome to Mooseport at points, that's a huge fucking problem.
That's a little harsh.
Yeah, that's super harsh.
I don't think so, because I think for the gravity of the situation and the fact that, you know, Gary's talking about how this is like life and death, and how, you know, the Republicans always do this and this, he seems very lackadaisical as far as going ahead and trying to talk to this candidate. It seems like Jack is one who's taking things more seriously than Gary is, and if you're running my campaign, I expect a certain amount of gravitas from you, and I didn't think Gary brought that nearly to the point that he should have been.
I thought that the whole point of Gary's character was, this guy's an elite electoral mastermind, but he's really this idiot buffoon who just talks numbers and taglines. Is that really how these campaigns work? And 2016, yeah, that's exactly how they work. Stupidity wins. Ignorance wins. This is an indictment of how stupid the electoral process is when these millionaires and billionaires get involved and decide who the candidate should be without even having a conversation with them.
I like what it's trying to say. I like its message. I don't think it's a message that is wildly super obvious either to a lot of people. Anyway, a lot of people in America. And I think that's who this movie is trying to send this message to. It's like Stewart doesn't know how to make the kind of movie for the audience he's aiming for that it is.
He's not insulting anybody, really. He's not insulting voters. He's insulting the voting process and the campaign cutthroat tactics, right?
No, I mean, that's his point. The problem is that he made a movie that generally just is kind of a little bit of a chore to get through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I can agree with that. The funniest stuff in this movie, I think, is when Steve Carell isn't even talking politics. Like when he's shouting at cows, I thought that was funny. Or when he's having an orgasmic experience with a home-baked, what was it he orders with his coffee? Or that he doesn't even know what coffee he likes. That's funny to me. And yeah, that has nothing to do with the message. So it's very flawed in that sense.
I think there's an imbalance between him and Rose Byrne. And I think there should be more of a balance in their performances. I think Rose Byrne is playing her character too cartoonishly compared to Carell. And I think that you notice that all the way through. I wanted to see more between the two of them, but where it made sense. Instead of every time she's around, it feels like he's in a different movie.
No, I agree with that.
I think that's fair.
I thought she was going to play a much bigger part, too, so I was kind of disappointed that it's more of a cameo role.
Hunter, you mentioned earlier about all the other people that are in there, so like Natasha Lyonne and Deborah Messinger briefly, and I think that's just kind of, oh, Jon Stewart's making a movie, I'm a comedian, I'm friends with Jon Stewart, I'd kind of like to be in that movie.
Yeah.
A lot of people like that, but even so, and some of it I'm like, that worked. Like Will Sasso has a small role as a townsperson that I actually really liked him in. He only gets a few lines, but it's to good effect. Brent Sexton, comedian, plays the other mayor that he's running against, and he's actually really great in this.
I agree with that. It's so frustrating of seeing this many talented people. I was really happy to see Mackenzie Davis in something that didn't have the word Terminator in it, because Jesus Christ, that movie's bad. But even for her character, I went, man, you're not giving her a lot to do. This is supposed to mean something to her dad. And by the time the movie kind of gets to what it means to her, it's really kind of too late because they're trying to wrap up everything.
Controversial opinion. The Last Terminator was the fourth best Terminator film.
it might be. Does anyone remember?
It's 2, 1, 3, and then that one.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sorry, I don't want to get us off on a Terminator discussion. I really don't. Although, imagine how much better this film had been if she turned out to be a Terminator.
That would have been great.
10 times better.
I mean, I try really hard when I'm doing the review movies to just put my phone down completely and be like, don't look at it, don't think about it, don't touch it, just watch the movie. And there were a couple moments I was like, okay, I gotta check just to see my Facebook or whatever, because you get bored. This movie's kind of boring. But the third act did a bit of a turnaround for me that I went, okay, I admit that was really clever and genuinely funny during the credit sequence stuff that they were doing. I thought was a riot.
Yeah, and I agree with that too. I like Steve Carell when he's slapsticky and absurd. I don't know what you guys were expecting. When this opened, and it opened with live footage from the debates, and we hear Hillary and Trump speak, I was like, no, I don't want to watch this. I can't stand these people. But I was surprised at how it went to the stupid face-licking and the absurd Kroller muffin eating. I laughed so hard when he was eating that. I thought it was comedy gold. But as far as political messages go, maybe they just can't do comedies like that anymore. Maybe Election was the last one that really hit it out of the park with message and humor. I don't know.
I agree. Like, I thought that stuff was funny, too. And that was some of the most enjoyment I got out of it, I think. And, like, Bradley, I agree with what you were saying earlier. Like, I 100% am with Jon Stewart on the message of these people just being horribly out of touch. I think that, like, what you were saying, Chris, like, yeah, this could reach people that might not really know that this is going on. And if it does that, I feel like it's a good thing. The comedy and the drama just didn't really blend that well for me. And I think that that's like the biggest problem I had with it.
Well, let's go into final thoughts and let Hunter lead us there.
I'm right there with you, Chris. I put my phone down, sitting there, like staring at my screen. And at the end of the day, the way this movie ended, I went, okay. Like that really irked me just because of the path we took to get there. Watch Miss America FX series that just came out. Rose Byrne's in that with Kate Blanchett. That's great. This is a bummer. This is disappointing to me. I didn't hate this, but from Jon Stewart, I do expect more. The two speeches by Chris Cooper really do go a long way in saving this for me. And while I don't like the path we took to the ending, the message is solid. So I'll give this 6 misplaced black cows out of 10.
Okay. Bradley?
Well, I'm kind of similar to you. I enjoy political thrillers. I enjoy political mysteries. Political comedies are difficult. The jokes, for example, in this that were poking fun at politics, they seemed too real. Like when they did news segments of cutthroat journalism that say things like, the mayor, crazy? Is he out of touch? Would he shoot a baby? Like, I get that I'm supposed to laugh and be like, what a bunch of hyperbolic nonsense. But that's kind of how news and journalism is run these days. And then I get depressed and I don't want to think about it. So that was a bummer for me. But all the stuff that doesn't really work towards the message of how messed up campaigning is, I really liked. I think Steve Carell is charming, but also a scumbag. Chris Cooper, I always like, especially when he's a salt of the earth kind of guy. And Mackenzie Davis, I hope her career blows up because I think she is very charming. Rose Byrne, always on point. Miss America, I gave a 10 out of 10. This, I did enjoy it, even though it does get a little boring. Going to give it 7 ways I don't like my coffee out of 10 ways that I do like my coffee.
Ryan?
I couldn't help but to think, like, throughout, like, as I got about halfway through, it in a weird way, it kind of reminded me of 2008 movie with Kevin Costner, like, Swing Vote. Not necessarily the content, but it's just this kind of milquetoast sort of nothing kind of political movie that you could probably show to your parents who are maybe a little left-leaning, and they would maybe get something out of it. If you get something out of this, I think that's a great thing. And if someone learns something that they may not know otherwise, I think that's pretty great too. The comedy just didn't really blend that well, and it kind of just started at one wavelength and just kind of stayed that way throughout. I agree, Chris. I think, like, in the third act, there's something a little more interesting that happens that kind of woke me up. But outside of that, I was a little disappointed, and I think that Jon Stewart definitely has better work in him in the future. But I would give this 6 out of 10 swing state voters.
This is Jon Stewart trying to do what he thinks is the right thing to do, and he could very well be completely right. He wants to talk to your undecided voter out there. He wants to talk to your mom, who doesn't really understand what exactly is going on with politics right now, but knows it's stressful and wants to present it to you in a non-stressful sort of way. This is a easy to digest sugar pill of trying to explain what's wrong with modern day politics, which makes it frustrating for those of us who actually do try to pay a lot of attention, because when we watch this, it just feels like it's preaching to the converted. It is kind of milquetoast and straightforward. It does have some genuinely funny parts to it. It has a ton of great actors in it, and it has an excellent message. Once again, I'm 100% on board with what this movie is trying to say, albeit in a sort of neutered, simplistic way, but I did find it kind of a chore to get through. I think my mom's gonna love it. It's too on the nose, but it's speaking to the audience who is not entirely clear what a nose is. I'm going to give this 6 out of 10 yard signs that really work, except do they, though? I'm pretty sure they don't really work. It seems like just sort of like littering at this point. Yeah. We had a Beto sign in our yard for a long time, and I finally took it down last week. And the only reason we left it up there for so long, and this is when he was running for Texas governor, the only reason we left there so long is because we don't have numbers on our mailbox. So when people would come to our house to try and find the house, we'd just tell them, look for the one place with a Beto sign out front, and that's us.
Amazing.